Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the McDonald Local Board of Education to order at 7:01 PM. May we have the roll call?
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Clayes?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Zagan?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item of business is approval for the agenda for tonight's meeting. In addition to what you've seen already with respect to recognition of visitors in audience participation, we're going to have Mrs. Bochef and the Kindness Group precede Tom rather than follow Tom. And we have two addenda for the Finance Committee, a contract and creation of a fund. You have the language of the addenda in the first resolution in the addenda number four. There's a dollar amount, that is a per year dollar amount. So we're going to add the words "per year" at the end there just to make that absolutely clear. With those additions, is there any other questions, comments, changes, additions to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as it has been presented as changed.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mrs. Clayes to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we will vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Zaganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. I left mine in the car. Second item of business is approval of the board minutes from the organizational meeting of January 10th, 2019. You've all had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any questions, comments, changes, additions, deletions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve those minute meetings as presented to you.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Zaganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is to approve the minutes of the regular meeting on January 10th, 2018. Had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any corrections, additions, deletions, changes? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon those minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clayes. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Zaganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We will not have a need to go into executive session this evening. So we move on to recognition of visitors and audience participation. And we will start off with Mrs. Bochef and the Kindness Group.
So I'll start just by saying, this year, this group started off by coming to me. It was definitely student advocated to do the Kindness Committee. And they're going to tell you a little bit about some of the programs that they've done this year and that are to come in the rest of the year.
The Kindness Group started off the year as a committee, but recently reached out to the entire 5th and 6th grade. Our goal is to treat others with kindness so that others will pay it forward.
The 5th grade Kindness Group sponsored a food drive through Second Harvest Vision. The school collected over 700 food items that were donated to the Second Harvest Food Bank.
During the Christmas holiday season, members distributed candy canes to students and staff at Roosevelt Elementary.
the kindness group sponsored a pajama day and hat day. Students paid $1 to participate. The money was used to help local families during the holidays.
At Valentine's, the 5th and 6th grade girls passed out treats to the students and staff at Roosevelt Elementary.
There's a picture of our girls. They did a Valentine's Day where they passed out candy canes. They stayed after and put this together, and this was some of the kids. It is geared towards 5th and 6th grade. All the 5th and 6th graders are invited to participate with this, and it will continue from year to year through the Kindness Committee.
The 5th and 6th grade boys will be giving high fives at the doors to encourage positive morale at our school. In April, if a student is noticed completing an act of kindness, their name will go on a display in the hallway. The display will say, "Hats off to you." We will also sponsor a Wacky Wednesday and a Hat Day to raise money during this month.
For Appreciation Month, the students at McDonald's would like to perform act of kindness for our teachers, principal, and staff at Roosevelt Elementary.
We hope you treat others with kindness too. Before we leave, we have a challenge for you. Here is an envelope for each of you. Please complete the act of kindness in the envelope. We hope we make a positive impact. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what, I don't know if you're able to hear some of it because I know we probably should have brought in a mic, but one of the things they want to do is to try and get more people to pay it forward and to do more acts of kindness for others. Again, this was all their ideas. Mr. Jones will tell you, we sat down with this group and their ideas were just flying. So they really truly want to make a difference in the school system by having people do these acts. Again, we just opened it up for all students. We started it off with the committee, but just recently we opened it up for everybody to be part of it in the 5th and 6th grade because we don't think it should just be a committee, but we brought them here tonight because we couldn't bring the whole 5th and 6th grade to speak with you today. But again, they've done a great job, and I think I'm pretty proud of them for what they want to do. They're all very nice kids too, so thanks.
Thank you.
I just want to say congratulations to all the guys.
Thank you very much for coming tonight. I hope this isn't too difficult. I'm almost afraid to look. If I get a bad one, I'll trade with
no,
you.
No, I like my envelope. I'm keeping mine.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. It's
guys,
good to know what you're
you,
doing.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and we'll pause. I know we talked to some of the parents. If you guys are more than welcome to stay, but if any of the kids want to get home, I know it's late. I'm sure you guys have homework to do.
Have a
project. Is that one of your active
projects? Project due tomorrow.
Project due
tomorrow. Project due tomorrow.
They'll come and find us.
Thank you, girls.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Thank you very much.
Mrs. Beauchamp's going to finish her presentation.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll be loud enough. Okay. Mr. O'Connell also asked me to speak tonight a little bit about what's going on in the guidance office. So you saw a little bit here today, but I'm going to go over a little bit. Again, our kindness committee, I hope you could have heard some of their things that they are doing. They've picked a different act for every single month. They've done food drives. They've passed out candy canes at the doors. They've done, they're doing high fives. The boys in the 5th and 6th grade are going to do high fives to show the little kids about being good role models. So they're just coming up with some great ideas, and I'm really, really proud of them. Another thing that we did at the elementary was called Socktober. We actually collected over 2,000 pairs of socks. Some of you have probably little ones in the elementary, and we donated those socks to some local business,
some local establishments here for children that are in need. Another thing that in the classrooms, I've been going into the classrooms, and this was one of my favorite projects that we did. The kids did a turkey, and on the turkey, what we did was every single business here in McDonald's, we gave a thank you turkey and thanking them for servicing our community. I believe, Mr. O'Connell, you received one. The neat thing about it was, I didn't expect this, but some people posted them in the windows of their establishments. They put them on Facebook and thanked us back for it. So, you know, we explained, I tried to tell the kids about being grateful, because everybody knows when they did away with the grocery store, how now we have to go really far to go get groceries. So I became more appreciative of those businesses that we have here in town. A little bit about the high school. We did earlier this year a sophomore tour, but we just went back, did another tour with the students that are interested in going to TCTC. We actually have 16 students in the sophomore class that signed up and did applications for TCTC. Our seniors, we went to YSU for Crash Day and Business 2020. The kids were able to go on campus, walk around campus. They were able to go into some of the classrooms, see what the classrooms look like, and they were able to talk to some of the chair, department chairs of each of the businesses. A little bit about College Credit Plus. We just went in last week. Some of you have children that probably participated last week. We went in and talked to the students and got a little bit of information based on who is planning on participating. We have 46 students at this point that said they are interested in participating in this College Credit Plus. Three are on college campus only, three are online and at McDonald's, and then 40 just here in McDonald's. This is for next year. I still have students coming in that are telling me they also still want to participate, so I'm sure the number will increase from here. I informed the students that the intent to participate deadline is April 1st. We're sticking to that April 1st deadline date. We have the universities are going to be coming in, and we're going to do applications for the College Credit Plus. We'll have one on March 20th, and then two of the colleges on March 21st. A little bit about the scholarships. Next week, our seniors will be receiving the scholarship packet from McDonald Local. So right now, we are at 39, and hopefully we can get another few more on there. We have two new ones that are added this year. One is a new art scholarship, and then a Wendy L. Crown Memorial Scholarship. That was another added to it. So we're looking at trying to increase our scholarships here for McDonald. On April 16th, we're taking about 16 girls, actually, to A Road Not Taken at Kent State Trumbull. And this is for girls that are interested in STEM programs such as math, science, and technology. So it's like for non-traditional careers in those areas. And lastly, I just want to talk a little bit about something maybe for next year. Mr. Jones and I went over to Austintown, and we looked at a food pantry. And when we went to look at the food pantry, we thought it would be a really great idea to start something like this here in McDonald, because as a counselor, I'm seeing quite a need for it, for our students that are in need. We're looking at a donor that will fund it, so we're hoping that that will go through. And Mr. Carquito, he's helping me to find location here in the building to be able to do this. So, and that's it. I just want to say thank you again. And I also want to say thank you because, you know, being new here in McDonald's, I just think that everybody has been so supportive and helpful, that the transition has been so easy coming here. And I just feel like everybody's been very supportive. So thank you to you. And my principal.
Thank you, Mrs. Beauchamp.
Tom, I think you're up.
Thank you, Mr. President. just got a few things that I got last month at the January board meeting from TCTC I want to pass on to you. The first one here is the cost per students per district as of 1/27/2017. You don't need to, do you?
No, thanks.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks.
And the next one I have here is the cost per student as of January 1st, 2018. As you can see, it has not changed because of the number of students. There's still the number of students are the same. They didn't drop any. And then the last one I have here, it will show you what it's costing overall. Calculation from 1/2/17 from 1/2/18 fiscal here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have. Do you have any questions? If not, then that's all I have, Mr. President, at this time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
And finally, Mr. Martin.
Yes, I'm here tonight to the McDonald Local School Administration Board of Education. My name is Richard Martin, and I reside at 809 Oregon Avenue with my wife, Lori. I am attending tonight's board meeting with some concerns. I'm speaking to you tonight as a taxpayer, an alumni of McDonald Schools, and as a former basketball player and coach. I've been involved in McDonald basketball for the past 54 years as a player, coach, and spectator. During this basketball season, as well as last season, I've heard statements from a certain group of people in the stands allegedly that the present coaching staff at all levels has mistreated players. There are never any specifics, just generalizations. From my personal experiences, it's very hard for me to believe. I can say with utmost certainty that all the McDonald basketball coaches that I've had the pleasure to play for, coach with, and watch from the stands have always been loyal to our student athletes. I expect that this tradition will continue for years to come. There is not a gentleman on this earth that cares more about his basketball players than Coach Jeff Rozelle. His record, which is approaching 300 wins in 14 years, speaks for itself. You don't win close to 300 games without mutual respect and great relationships with your players and coaching staff. For all the years that I've been associated with Coach Rozelle, I can tell you that the lines of communication have always been open to both his players and staff. It's a relationship that I greatly enjoy to this day. He is extremely passionate and expects hard work. He obviously likes to win. Basketball is a competitive sport. But he openly tells his players his job is also to help prepare them for life after high school basketball. I'm struggling to find a reason why this group of people have called Mr. Carquito and Mr. O'Connell on numerous occasions with baseless complaints over childish issues. This group has also personally met with Coach Rozelle, and yet the calls and complaints continue because they are not getting what they want. This group demands meetings with school officials on an almost daily basis, wasting the time of our highly educated professionals, time that could be spent on issues more important than playing time or who the starting five are. I'm not sure why this group feels that playing time is a right or an entitlement. It's not, it is a privilege. One that is earned with talent, hard work, and dedication. Coach Rozelle and his staff have upfront discussions with every player before and throughout the season about their skills, the role on the team, and the expectations. There is no secret recipe. Players that accept their role on the team have great success. The players who do not buy into the system will struggle. Playing time is an issue for the player and the coaching staff to discuss. I know for a fact that Coach Rozelle has a parent meeting before the season begins, and the number one rule is that playing time will not be discussed with a parent, period. Playing time is what this issue is all about. I am asking the necessary steps to be taken to halt this harassment to Coach Rozell and his family from this group of people. I feel that this is not acceptable and should not be tolerated any longer. That this group is so unhappy with the basketball program and the way that it is being run, that my recommendation is to go somewhere else to watch a basketball game. They are not here to support our wonderful student athletes in McDonald schools. That's my personal letter. I had this passed on to me this morning by a person who is very dedicated to McDonald schools. I'd like to read this. It comes from Dr. Kristen Heredia. She said, I recently attended a sporting event that I witnessed a father talking to his distraught daughter. The daughter was not currently getting as much playing time as her teammates, and she was visibly upset about this. Instead of going and complaining to all the parents and the bleachers or going to the coach to complain, the father asked the daughter these questions. When was the last time you've been in the gym to work on your skills? Have you been working in the weight room? Have you had a good attitude? Have you been working like a team player? She could not answer these questions for her father. He then responded to her, this is one person's problem, yours. You need to make it so they have no choice but to leave you in because you are good, are that good or valuable to the team. I want to give kudos to this parent for putting the responsibility back on his daughter and making it a life lesson. He did not handle this all too common situation by engaging in the whispering bleacher banter or yelling profanities at the coach throughout the game. The father chose to put the responsibility on his daughter to make her realize that she needs to improve her performance and her attitude if she wanted to increase her playing time. By the time kids reach junior high level, the idea of equal playing time should not be seen as a requirement. Lower level activities require equal playing time, enforce no-cut policies, and do a great job allowing kids to hone their skills and try their roles, positions, and so forth, so they can find their strengths. By the time kids reach junior high, they are competing for larger goals, and they're preparing for high school level competition. Not everyone is going to get equal playing time. Not everyone is going to get an A on his or her test. And not everyone is going to get the same amount of stage time. And not everyone can be the first cheer in the band. Not everyone is going to be a starter. People earn these things by their performance. When you are on a competitive team of any kind, you have to realize you are competing. You are competing not only as a team, but also you are competing for specific spots and roles. This is not a bad thing. This is a time to find strengths and weaknesses. It is a time to find likes and dislikes, and it's a time to learn life lessons. We cannot expect everyone to have the resilience of Rudy Rüdiger, but an attitude like he has paired with hard work, listening to coaches, showing up to perform, displaying good character, and teamwork can benefit a player as well as the whole team. Unfortunately, even the hard work and great attitudes, some kids just aren't cut out for certain activities. Me, for example, I'm never going to be a performer singer. No matter how much I practice or how many voice lessons I pay for, I'm never going to be a good singer. Even if I got a spot on the choir, I know I would never be a soloist. We will understand our capabilities. Parents need to help their children by setting a good example of sportsmanship instead of instilling entitlement. If you join competitive activity and you're not able to honorably ride the roller coaster of emotions, then maybe competitive activities are not one of your strengths. I just feel that our educators here have more important things to deal with and stuff like this. It's taken a lot of time. Mr. O'Connell, Mr. Carquito, I think they have more important things at a higher level to deal with. And I think there's something that has to be stopped and stopped now. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anything else for audience recognition, visitor participation?
John, I'd just like to ask about the athletic facility project and where are we at with that. We haven't heard much about it in the last several months. I've heard the property's still up in the air. I mean, can you give us some insight on where we're at?
Yeah, I mean,
what's our timeline maybe to get the ball rolling and, you know, get what we need here in McDonald for our kids and our community members?
I'm not sure we have a specific timeline as far as the property on Second Street. We are in negotiations right now with the lessee, the holder of the lease, the oil, the gas lease. And I'm talking with him to see if there's a possibility of working something out there. That would be a condition to being able to acquire the property. So we've extended the time period for the contract. I believe it now extends through the 1st of April. So we're still under contract, and we're still moving forward and pursuing the project.
But I mean, it's a 3-year procedure to do. I mean, we've been at this for a while. You know what I mean? And
I understand. I understand.
I mean, I'm just asking because people ask me in the classroom and ask me in the community, and we just need to have, I guess, some kind of answer to give them when we're getting hit. You know, the faculty or coaches or whomever.
I mean, in the meantime, we did have a public meeting with the personnel and grounds committee, and we did look at. The engineering firm did present us with options at the current facility. I can't speak for everybody on the board, but we still feel like the best option is option A. So we do want to pursue it 100% until it's
we're okay with any option. We just want an option.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's been 3 years now we've been dealing with this situation. And I think people just are getting a little bit, why is it taking so long?
It's a very complex issue, and the timing is not within our control.
We don't own the rights, so it's up to them to release the rights or.
Yeah, but I mean, 10 years are we willing to wait? I mean, you know, I mean, kids are losing out on a yearly basis here. You know, I mean, we've already lost this spring and next fall, and at what point do we look forward here to? And I know there's been some drawings for out here, and if we can't accomplish something on a legitimate timeline, I just feel like we got to make a move.
Well, and that's why we wanted to look at those and see if they were better plans, and then we also wanted to also start pursuing Plan B if Plan A falls through. So that was the thought process there. Hey, let's come to, if this does not go through, let's look at what is the best option up here.
Right.
And we have that kind of ready to dive into and then pursue that faster.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, we're...
I mean, I just think there's a lot of impatience out in the community. You know what I mean? Because it's been talked about for 3 years now. 3 years. That's all. I mean, it's just...
I'd like to make some comments on that if I could. You think you're frustrated? There's two things. The with or without the football stadium, that land is supposed to be bought. If we buy it, I wouldn't say a stadium. We have, I think, 5 drawings and 4 for up here and 1 down there. The dilemma we have is... We asked the people for a new complex down there. We gave our word. So I'm with you. If we go up here, if you do a new levy, what do we do? We're still years away. And your frustration for 2 or 3 years, I really agree that the track team's got 20 years hasn't had a meet. So you think you have frustrations? These poor people haven't had a place to call home for 20 years.
But it's not about me and football.
No, I'm just saying to you, so the frustration in the community is not just for right. football. The track has had nothing. We've had some of the best performers in the state ever,
right.
and no place to even practice. But
and
I agree with you.
I'm an advocate for all sports,
huh?
Not just football.
No, I agree.
I just want to make sure, because I support the track team, the cross-country team.
Yeah.
That's just what I do, you know. But I know the track team suffered for 20-some plus years. But they're going to continue now to suffer this spring and maybe next spring. And
I totally agree. We have to make, and I couldn't agree with you more, we have to make some kind of a concrete decision, one way or the other. I couldn't agree with you more. We talked about that.
The community was in support of down there because they voted to
absolutely.
You know, so it's not down there or here or wherever. We just want something.
But, and if we do it, we've got to do it right once. I'm terribly disappointed in the time frame. And the engineering and coming back and forth. I there's more money lost by indecision than by decision in life. So if we waited a year or two, it's going to cost us more to do whatever, just natural inflation. So we realize that too.
Yeah, and it's exciting to have an architect put drawings out there and really nice thing, you know, I mean, really nice projects. And we are excited about that as a community and as a staff.
I think we have to decide if we're going to go stay in this current, which is, I love that site where it's at. But if we're going to spend $2 or $3 or $4 million, the people's got to vote on it. But that's going to take time again. So I'm with you. I think that we have to do. But I also agree with our president here. We have to make sure everything's right, or we have problems. But I'm totally disappointed in the timeframe. Not that we didn't want to do it, because we haven't had the information to make the move. So that's, but I can tell you, we talked, we're looking at lights, we're looking at bathrooms, we have people coming in tomorrow up here to make sure. We have to do something up here next year no matter what. There's those restrooms are, they're disgraceful. And the lights, you're in the home stands, you look, you can't see the football, the lights hit you. We know that, we're aware of it. So something on that, is it going to be a temporary or permanent basis? That's something's got to be, I personally don't think we meet enough. We should meet twice a month to get this done. And I don't want to waste time either.
Yeah. I mean, my feelings up here is that, why put a cent up here if you're going to do something brand new? Why even waste the money?
Well, they have to go to the bathroom. That's the
I understand that, but they've been doing it for 50 years.
I know.
You know what I mean? And the lights have been fine for 50 years. I just don't
And that may be, and you may be there next 10 years, Dan. But as
well, I agree. I just feel like, why should we drop a couple hundred thousand into a place that may not even exist in a year or two?
First of all, I don't know if there's going to be a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Well, I don't know what it's going to be. I'm just stating the number, you know what I mean?
But we have to do something. We have poles falling down. Isn't there a pole falling down, a light pole?
It's not at a stable angle.
It's a safety issue. We have to address this no matter what we do.
But yeah, the money we would spend, we're trying to, would restrict it to be need only. Like, if the lights are that bad and they can't, and they're not going to work, we have to have an alternate plan, I guess, is what.
Well, I understand.
But besides that, yes, we agree with you.
As long as they're functioning.
We don't want to burn any extra money up here for no reason. There's nothing we do up here that's going to be transferable down there, no matter how much you want it to be.
Possibly the business thing.
Right, and even then it might go. It all sounds good. That you can transfer
the I mean, I just know the kids are excited. You know, I mean, they've heard things, and it's tough to put them off and keep putting them off. You know, just, that's all.
No. Anything else? Any old business to bring before the board? Hearing none, we'll move into new business. Start with the Finance Committee, Mr. Hanna.
We have five resolutions from our committee to be looked at and discussed this evening. And I'll go back to the Treasurer's report to make any comments. And then
no comments other than we're still in strong financial shape and we're in balance to the bank and we have the $8 million invested and you know, very strong position and ready to service our young children and students and.
You're giving a one-minute report. We get the check register, the financial summary, bank records, what the levies are doing when they're coming off. This we get reports every month of 20, 30 pages, and I go over them in detail and I ask you questions, and I can tell you that everything's in great order. He's done a fantastic job, and I want to commend you on that. That's all that I have for him.
Thank you. And we'll move into items of business. The first is the Treasurer's Financial Report for January 2018, comprised of the check register, financial summary, and bank reconciliation. On the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to accept a monetary donation in the amount of $50 from David and Nancy Gillespie in memory of Frank S. Toth, Jr. This money is to be deposited into the basketball fund. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hanna and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Yeah, for probably 99% of people would know Frank Toth. Frank Toth was a ball player, I believe, in the 60s, 67, 68. At one time held the school record for the most points at 40-some plus. He's always never forgot the basketball playing days. He's really a good guy. And this, I don't know, the family was very nice that they wanted to give something in Frank's name. So we commend them.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the Neoman Managed Internal Broadband Service Contract between Neoman and McDonald Local Schools, effective July 1st, 2018, through June 30th, 2021. Estimated cost for the high school is $4,058.98 and $2,178 for the elementary school. Upon recommendation of the district treasurer, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion?
I guess for the, for me and the layman, would you explain all this? I know the concept, but I can't talk about it.
Yeah, you recall a while back, we talked about the wireless service and the initial installation in the first 3 years are over. That involved us purchasing the equipment that you see that allows all our students to use the Chromebooks and that. And so that part has elapsed, and now, and we've paid for the equipment. So this is quite a reduction, actually, from what we've been paying and is necessary to support 60, I think we have 66 points, wireless access points throughout this building and another 22 down in the elementary building. So there's 80 devices that enable us to be on the internet anywhere, basically on the property. So, and that's a very reasonable cost for that type of coverage for our students. And
very good.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the Neoman Internet Service Contract between Neoman and McDonald Local Schools, effective July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2023. Estimated cost for the high school and elementary school is $25,002 per year. And a copy of that contract is attached to the agenda as Exhibit B. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, a call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
On the financial committee point of view, the cost is fair. Can you explain to us a little better what all this entails? Unless you guys have a better input on this. I don't.
You know more of the technology side. To me, this would be the land computer. The first contract deals with the Wi-Fi and the stuff that we store and we use on the portable devices, whereas this part of the contract is what brings the internet into the school. And based upon, like, when you get your service at home, you pick the speed that you want. I think this contract is for the 300 megabytes, which we went through our technology coordinator, Jeff Studer, worked with Neoman, brought that contract back to us. It is an increase, I think, from where we currently are now, 200. But we do feel that extra capacity is going to be needed. Every year we add more technology to the district, so we want to be prepared as we add that technology.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. And our final item under finance is a resolution to approve the creation of the Greg Dixon Memorial Fund as follows. The fund number is 0079003. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan, seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Well, during the discussion, obviously, Greg Dixon passed away very suddenly, and he was a great kid, just a great young man. Football, basketball, track, sadly missed. It's just a tragedy. So this creation of this fund, is anyone supporting his name to help more kids? I think would be much appreciated by all.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next, move on to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Claes, chairperson.
No report this evening.
Okay. Then we'll move into business. The first item is a resolution to approve the Share Services Contract with Trumbull County Education Service. payment of $438,627 for fiscal year 2018 contract as per Ohio Revised Code Section 3313.845. Copy of that contract is attached to this agenda as Exhibit C. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? How is that compared to prior years?
The cost of that has increased this year simply because the services increased as well. This year we added psychology services through the Educational Services Center, and we also added our technology coordinator through that. So the cost has increased, but it's because of the increased personnel. It also includes our physical therapy service that we get, occupational therapy, speech and language. A lot of the special education support is where you see a big part of that cost.
And these are always one-year contracts?
Yes.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Brian Cowell as a volunteer softball coach pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
This is volunteer again, right?
Yes.
I hope we send somebody out thanking all these people to give their time. That's,
we probably have more volunteer coaches
than
anywhere
you can find. I know, and they do. It's fantastic. I'm glad this gentleman gives his talent. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay. Let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following teachers for the elementary intervention program for grades 2 through 4 on an as-needed basis. Rate is $20.50 per hour. Cost to be paid through Title I funds. And that is for Stacy Connolly, Judy Fideski, Ryan Patty Worrell, Marilyn Kelly, Matt Vukovic, and Kathy Woods. On the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Kevin, is there more money available through Title I for things like this?
Right now, Mr. Jones and I have worked through a budget. We were fortunate enough, we did have a carryover from last year's Title I funding. So we were able to use the Title I to work through different projects for our STEM program that they're working on right now, so we bought a lot of technology through it, but we're also using it for personnel too. So right now I'd say we're pretty close to where we've maxed out this year's budget, but then again it'll come right back next year as we start next school year and we'll have an opportunity to adjust or work in different directions.
I mean, is there any thought process taking it beyond the Title I? I mean, I assume these are after school activities,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and we could certainly, they're paid for through the Title I funds, but they're not limited to any of the students that are receiving Title I. Roosevelt Elementary is actually a Title I building. So by the state law, we're able to use those funds that are available to us to service all of our students at Roosevelt Elementary. And that designation comes from once your building crosses a threshold of 40% free or reduced population, you can apply to be a school-wide building. So those funds are coming from Title I, but they are not restricted to, we're going to be looking at the students in most need in each individual subject and bringing them in after school so we can provide them that one-on-one or small group intervention.
In the program itself, like, is it individual teacher responsible for that, or is that something that comes from Eric, or?
No, not with all the grade level and the teacher specifically, and generally how it was in the past, any districts I've been in, it was just opened up to general population, meaning anybody had top seniority, they got the first picks on it. Well, it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me because you don't know the kids, you don't know what their needs are, any of that kind of stuff. So, long and short of it, our teachers and our staff got together and they put together their groups who they needed to hit, whether it was, you know, the bubble students or whatever the need was. They got the permission from the parents, permission slips and things like that, and they formulated which groups they want, which days they want to operate, and how they want to do. So it's not like a cookie cutter piece that everybody's doing it after school. There are some things that are happening during the day. Some are going before school, some are after school. It all depends on what the teacher's desire and need is and what the students are able to do as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we need further support for this financially, sure. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that...
Absolutely.
This is what makes the difference.
Absolutely.
Any additional discussion? We'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion passes. Next item is a resolution to approve the following personnel for professional leave, and it's for the individuals and the items and at the amounts set forth in your agenda this evening. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We move to Policy and Program Committee. Mrs. Higgins.
So the Ohio School Board Association maintains our policies, and we changed some of the wording to better fit McDonald. And there are minimal changes. The biggest change is the Title IX. The Title IX responsibility moves over to Mr. O'Connell. But other than that, it's just very small wording that's been changed, and it's at the recommendation of the OSBA.
Okay. So our first item is a resolution to approve the first reading of the policies that are set forth in the agenda.
So moved.
Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I will call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution to adopt the 2018-2019 school calendar for McDonald Local School District. A copy of that is attached as Exhibit D to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Mr. President, if I could just thank the principals for helping you through this as well as the union. We did work on this project and got some great feedback from everybody, so I think we got a good calendar put together. So.
Well, thank you. Anything else? Let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Final item is a resolution to ratify the approval of the girls alumni basketball game held on Saturday, February 10th, 2018 at 10 a.m. at the high school gymnasium. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hopefully not, because it already happened. Well, let's vote.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next, we move to the Building and Grounds Committee. Mr. Capozzello is chairperson.
The old business is still, we're still waiting on the camera situation, Kevin, right?
Yes. The next step on the cameras, they will have a bid package that's ready for us. As soon as that package comes in, I'll try to get in contact with everybody and see if it's closer to the board meeting, we can wait. But if it's sooner than that, I'd like to see if we can possibly schedule a special meeting so we can approve the bid package and get the camera project moving forward.
And then the stage rigging is right behind that still?
Exactly. They will have drawings and all the details on that plan coming.
And then beyond that, we had met with Thomas Dimitrovich with the city. This past summer, there was some underdrain put in on the varsity baseball field, which is obviously owned by the city. That was all volunteer work. The material was donated, the time was donated, it was all donations. I don't know how much the school has given to those two facilities, the girls' fast pitch field, softball field, and the boys' baseball field, so we're looking at doing some kind of joint venture on a small scale. We actually just got something back. I got something back the other day that I got to meet with Thomas and discuss what our options are for this year, just to kind of put a Band-Aid on it, because it's too late. to actually go through and do any kind of overhaul of the dirt and actually bring in the proper dirt for both fields. So we're going to figure out what's best, our best option is for that, and then present it and see if we can work out some kind of agreement, because I think they'll be doing the labor. We'll help as much as we can with the materials. So I think that, I mean, you have anything else to add to that?
No, it was a very educational meeting. I mean, the gentleman they brought in that basically builds these stadiums and builds these projects was very informative, not only on just the idea of putting it in, but the maintenance side of it, because I think he brought some things to the attention, you know, even through Thomas was kind of surprised. Some of the machines that we've been using to maybe drag the field, some of the stuff might not have been the best route. And so we learned a lot through that process, and I think we could put a really solid plan together to make sure anything we do will have a longer lifespan and we're not redoing it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think that's about it, John.
Okay. Was there any discussion on bleachers? Who's?
No, we did not. Yeah,
okay,
we
just
did not
curious.
Discuss, yeah, at that time. Although we do know if we want to look that route, we've got a pretty good idea on price, because I think the ones you would probably put in would be similar in size.
To the band ones?
To the ones that we used, yeah, for the band this year, which I think came out really well.
And that would be up to us and not the village?
Well, I think in there again, I think we'd want to look at a joint venture, because obviously we'd want our fans to be able to use those bleachers and watch the games and be comfortable. But on the same token, it will go on their property. So anything we do in that sense, we're going to want to do that together with them.
Right, and the boys' baseball field is only used by our varsity and JV teams. There is no other league that really uses that field besides us. So although it is the city's field, it really is our field. So, I mean, joint ventures is, you know, best for us, really.
Thank you. Anything additional?
Just one comment. Mr. Cavazzillo's been out multiple times. We had a water problem through our electrical system.
Correct.
Multiple times he came out on the weekends and gave his expertise. And through their stewardship and Tom and John Lewis, they got it. Appears it's in good shape.
Yes. Even after this last, we've got quite a bit of rain. I don't have to tell anybody right now. And I was down there again today. It is bone dry down there now. So we feel good about that, but we felt good earlier in the year too, and it came back. So we want to continue to try to see if the problem's solved or is it temporarily masked. So we're going to keep working with Ohio State Waterproofing as we move into the spring and keep a very close eye on that project.
But not one day of school was canceled because of it?
No.
No blow-ups?
No.
All we see is the result, not the task it took. You guys worked hard on that, and I appreciate it as a citizen and a grandfather. It's nice that it's safe and the kids can go and not miss a day. So I just want to make sure you guys
thank
get
you.
The kudos you deserve. That's all I have, John.
Okay, thank you. Anything additional from the treasurer?
Just maybe a small mention of we're in the tax collection season, and I hope all of our residents are enjoying the reduction that was decided upon as we postpone the purchases and whatnot that resulted in a nice reduction of taxes for people temporarily, and that money is starting, the remaining money is starting to flow in. So.
Thank you. Move to the superintendent's report.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I get a couple things that I wanted to start off with, just some mentions of some students, athletes that have done a great job that I wanted to recognize. I know this season, and if you've never been to a bowling match, I would highly recommend it. It truly is a lot of fun. I got a chance. I know Mr. Garcito went out, Mr. Crumpack, myself have all attended bowling matches this season. So I want to congratulate both teams, but I want to make a special mention tonight for Jenna Simmons, who qualified for the state bowling tournament that'll be held this weekend. Not only did she qualify, I believe she was the number one qualifier in the tournament. So we're really proud of her efforts there and wish her well this weekend. Boys basketball and girls basketball, the Mahoney Valley Athletic Conference released their awards just this Monday. So I wanted to take a second to recognize on the boys side. First team was Zach Brazil and Brady Poole. On the second team, we had Matthew Beadle. And the honorable mention was Josh Selly. So I wanted to congratulate those young men on a fine season, which is obviously still moving forward. And there's a home game here Friday night, so I want to encourage everybody to come out. But Mr. Crumpack would say, since I got everybody here, remind everybody there's no passes for Friday night's game. From the girls' side, I want to congratulate their team. They finished with a 16-7 record this season. And I know they got some very bright things coming in their future. But their awards this year were first team was Olivia Perry, Second team was Molly Howard, and honorable mention was Brittany Smith. So again, congratulations to those young ladies on a fine season. A couple other notes for us. The district leadership team will be meeting this March 8th down at the Trumbull County Educational Service Center. So a lot of the professional development that you approved tonight revolves around that. The purpose of that meeting, we'll continue to look at our data from last year. We'll continue to put a plan together for what our professional development, what our goals will be for next year. And we also hope to have the strategic plan completed on that day. So I hope in March that we'll be able to come to you with an actually finished product and present that to you. So that's the goal of that team. And we'll have all the administrators will be there, as well as three teachers. Actually, three from the elementary, and I believe four actually from the high school. So we'll all be there to work on that plan. So I want to thank all the teachers for coming to help with that. The stadium issues, I did want to just give a couple of quick updates. I have been in contact with a company called Sunbelt Rentals that deals with portable lights. They are trying to look and see if that's even an option to run that down. We've had some challenges. They have not located anything that would be the height of what we would need. The highest thing that we've located so far is a 30-foot pole. We're estimating that the ones that are up there now are 40 feet or slightly taller than that. But we're going to run that option down so we get everything on the table. Tomorrow, the Trumbull County Building Inspector will be stopping up the building to do an informal walkthrough of the stadium with me, just to see, you know, what issues that are there, or do we have any pressing things that need to be fixed today? What are our options down the road? Is any of that part of that salvageable? And start to get some more expert opinions on those types of facilities. So he has agreed to come out and meet with me tomorrow morning. The last part I wanted to go over is, obviously, school safety is in the news. I can assure you that for, you know, the teachers and the administrators and the people up here, it's always first on our mind. So I want to review a couple of things that we talked about. The security cameras for the high school, that project is moving forward. To me, it's probably one of the largest things we can do to improve the security here. So I've met with everybody on that side of it, the buildings and grounds. We've also met with local law enforcement on what our plan is to make sure that they have access to those cameras. The couple other security issues that we're working on right now, Mr. Jones and I walked through the elementary school. There are a couple of very serious issues, including the amount of windows that are in that facility. So we're looking at a plan, including the 3M film that Mr. Hart presented to us a while ago. I've reached out to a company in Pittsburgh as well as Akron, so that we can get some ideas on what we can do to not only look at the inside of the building, but also the outside. If you get a chance, it's a beautiful building, and it was built to let all the natural light come through. But with that comes some real issues that we have to take a look at. So we're committed to run down those options and then make a presentation to the board on what we can do for that. That includes looking at door locks, door jams. I know there's been a lot of talk about the bolo sticks that they could put on the floor part of it. Those won't work for us simply because the way our doors, they open out. So that's not an option, but there are other options that we'll run down those and make another part of that presentation to you. The last thing I had on there with the school safety side, though, was nice. We had Mr. Kirkito ran a fire drill up here today with our new fire chief. So Chief Stick came up, we ran the drill. Everything worked exactly as it was supposed to. The alarm company handled their part of the business. Everything was perfect. So he couldn't have been happier with the way everything went. So that investment with Howland Alarm right now has paid off, and I know it made the building a lot safer place. So,
good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Do we have any items for board discussion?
Just one comment. I don't know if you're aware that Maplewood Schools was one of the best classes, best report cards. They won an award. They went to Philadelphia for a national award. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. O'Connell was invited to go because he was the main cog of that last year. It's a national award. I think, if I read it wrong, 50 schools the whole country, 50 or 60?
I think there were 63.
For the whole country.
Yeah.
And we have, our gentleman was part of it, and he's trying to bring that here, obviously, for us. And I just, very humble, not mentioning your trip, but, and that was paid by Maplewood, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. You know, actually, I want to give credit. That was actually paid by the state of Ohio.
Okay.
There was a lot of schools in the country, because there were schools there from California, Alaska. You really got a chance to really network and talk to people. But Ohio was the only state that provided funding so that the schools could attend the conference. So that was...
But the magnitude of that, yeah. Alaska, California, and Maplewood, 60 schools, the whole country, thousands and thousands, is really quite an honor.
Thank you
for your contribution to them. And We hope you bring it back more than here. And you are.
Thank you.
So is Mr. Carkey. You're both working hard. That's the only time I had.
Okay. Then I guess we will entertain a motion to adjourn at 8:01 p.m., exactly an hour.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.
Make sure you do your homework.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget your homework.
What'd you get?
I don't know.
I got an easy one.
I think we all have the same question. Oh, I got that one.
Make someone smile. I could do that, can't I? I hope so. Overdue.
I told Kevin.